Welcome to What's Your Real Job? If you're in ministry, you've likely heard that question more than you'd like. In this podcast, we discuss all things ministry, the struggles, the triumphs, and even the annoying questions. I'm your host, Rose Owuku. Let's jump right in. Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's podcast. So I've just been saying that I've been kind of slacking on the podcast. I've been putting all kinds of time into my YouTube channel and things like that, but I haven't done a podcast in a little while. So I am going to try to get back on like a weekly schedule with this. I said in my last update, you know, that my husband and I had just done IVF and it was just honestly summer into fall. At the end of summer into fall was just crazy time. And that's no excuse because like I said, I was still doing these other things, but I just hadn't come in here to my little closet space and sat down for a podcast. I do record these in my closet. So anyway, I am excited to kind of jump back in and I really love doing these. I am a talker. I just really enjoy just sitting down and feeling like I'm catching up with friends. Same thing on YouTube or Instagram or anywhere like that. I just really love to connect in this way. So anyway, I am sitting here. It is March 3rd. I'm actually 23 weeks pregnant as of today. So super, super exciting. I cannot believe how fast this pregnancy is flying by. And I just like have to give God some praise for this because not only am I pregnant and was told that that would possibly never happen in our lives, but also I'm having the greatest pregnancy ever. And I don't mean to brag about that. I know so many people have very difficult pregnancies and very scary pregnancies, and they have a lot of things come up and it's really hard for so many people. But we have just truly been blessed in that area and just having a great pregnancy, feeling really great, truly feeling better than I ever did before, and just loving every minute of it. So I can't remember if we knew we were having a boy when I did the last podcast. I believe we did, but if you don't know, we're having a little boy in June, and it's already March, so that came really quickly. It's just around the corner. If you notice any breathlessness in this podcast, that is a little symptom that I have, which if you are a female worship pastor, worship leader, whatever your title is, all the same thing, right? Pretty much. But if you are a female and you have been pregnant and you have led worship, you know what I'm talking about. It isn't too bad just yet, but the breathlessness is starting to become a thing. So singing, of course, you know, some days is a little interesting, especially with songs that maybe are a little bit, you know, wordier or maybe just tend to have more words crammed together. It can be a struggle where it maybe wouldn't have been before, but I'm so blessed and so thankful for this baby. And he is like the most active baby. He moves all the time, which is so reassuring. And I love that. We actually had an appointment with a specialist just the other day. And it was because since he's an IVF baby, you know, that's actually a little bit of a higher risk for heart defects. So still is not super high risk, but it is higher risk than if it was not an IVF pregnancy. And so some people I've heard, you know, say that that's not true. And some people say that it is, but we still went to the specialist to get everything checked. And his heart looks beautiful. The doctor said that we have a beautiful baby. He passed with flying colors. They actually did a full anatomy scan. It's like basically the third anatomy scan we've had, and everything looked absolutely beautiful. So we're just so blessed and so excited to start really a new journey in so many ways. I mean, it's of course a new journey because this is our first child, but also a new journey because we're in ministry. And so I think if you're in ministry, maybe the unique aspects of, you know, navigating ministry and also having a family and raising kids in ministry and how to do that in a way that doesn't make your kids hate ministry, right? Because I think we see, you know, both of those sides. And I think sometimes you see kids who were raised in ministry, raised around ministry, who grow up to never want to go to church and never want to be in ministry. And, you know, obviously not everybody's called to be in ministry as far as vocational ministry, but, you know, that never want to serve in that way, because maybe they've been in a way kind of traumatized by some things that they've seen in the church. And then you have the opposite side, where kids are raised in ministry and they love it and they become passionate about it and they just want to serve. And so I think that, of course, there's some things, you know, as parents that you just can't avoid. There's going to be some church drama. You know, there's going to be, you know, in your jobs that you leave that maybe you didn't leave on the best terms, whether that be your fault or the other party, you know, and I've experienced that. But I think that it's really important as parents that we protect you know, our children in that way. And of course, we want them to see both sides, right? I don't ever want my children to grow up thinking that ministry is perfect and that our lives are just perfect and that church people are perfect, because I think when you raise them in that mentality and then they see the truth when they grow up, it's like very shocking to them, right? But anyway, I just think that, you know, raising them well-rounded in that way, and I think really, you know, my main goal in all of this is not to be a worship pastor. My main life's calling is not to be a worship pastor. Now, I do feel like that's a calling that's on my life, right? I do feel called to worship ministry. I feel called to ministry as a whole. I believe my husband and I are both called to ministry, but I think ministry has to start at home. And if your ministry doesn't start at home with your children, with your husband, with your wife, then, you know, where is your ministry? What is your ministry? What is the purpose of your ministry? Because really, the impact that we make at home is so important. I've often heard it said, and I don't know whose quote this is, so I apologize, but I've heard it said so many times that, you know, maybe your biggest contribution to the kingdom is not something you do, but someone you raise. And maybe you guys will have to Google that, because that's not my quote. You'll have to find out and give proper credit to who, you know, deserves that. But anyway, you know, it's oftentimes somebody that you raise. So I think that really God has given us these blessings of children. And I know, you know, if you're going through a season of infertility like my husband and I, that's really annoying to hear. And we're with you, and we get that. We're totally, you know, I did a whole podcast about that, just the last one. So I don't mean to be insensitive in that way, because I always think of those of you that are struggling, because, you know, we'll never be past that. That will always be ingrained in us, those difficult years. But anyway, you know, I really do think that God gives us these gifts of these children, and it isn't just for us to enjoy. I mean, it is enjoyable, right? It's great, it's beautiful, it's amazing. But I also think it is to raise up a generation that will change the world, that will impact the kingdom. And so, you know, your ministry has to start at home. And I think that when we miss the mark on that, when we miss that part of it, that's when our kids can kind of start to feel like, man, I'm second place to ministry. And I think that is where really the trauma begins in a ministry home, if we aren't careful. So that is mine and my husband's goal, is, you know what, our children come before our church. And that's just the truth of it. We are in a church right now that's very, very, you know, pro-family and family first. And, you know, family is your first ministry. And our pastor, you know, navigated his family in that way, still does. And so it's something that's very accepted. But there are places that we've been before that kind of expect maybe even the opposite, you know, that you should lay everything down for the church, and not just for the people of the church, but for, you know, little things in the church that really can start to wear on you and can start to cause burnout. So I really want to encourage you guys, your family, your children, your husband and wife, you know, husband or wife, are really the most important ministry that you're ever going to be given. You know, nobody else, you know, there are going to be other worship pastors, you know what I mean? Like, there are right now other worship pastors in the world. If I sat down and said, you know what, I'm done, my church could get another worship pastor, right? That's how that works. Like, I could easily be replaced in that way. And that's just me being real. You know, we are replaceable. We are replaceable in this way. But to our children, you know, my son will not ever have another mom. I am the only mom that this child is given, and it's not like that can just be replaced like I could be in my church. So as far as vocational ministry goes, I really think it's so important that, hey, you know what? I am replaceable here. You know, if I need a Sunday off, I have leaders on my team that are able to lead in that way, and I'm so thankful for that. But nobody is able to lead my son the way that I can, right? And nobody is able to lead my son the way my husband can. We are given this child because we are the ones that are called to lead him. And we're the only ones, right? We're the only parents that he's given. And so I feel like, you know, worship pastors, you see churches all the time, you know, that you're maybe the third, fourth, fifth, 10th worship leader, worship pastor that has come through there. And that's just how life works. But as far as your children, you are the parents, you know, that were designated, that were designed for your specific children. And so I really think that that's so important to remember. And it's definitely something, you know, even with if you don't have children, maybe you're married, maybe you're not even married yet, maybe you're single, but still, even in that season, you are created for specific people, right? You are created for a specific husband or a specific wife. You are created for specific children that maybe you're going to get the opportunity to raise. And, you know, you are the only one that is called to do that. So I think that's what's so special, that we have this very specific calling and we're given this very specific task, this very specific thing. And I think it's so important that we don't miss the mark on that, you know, that we don't miss out on the most important ministry. You know, God is not going to replace me in my child's life, but he can replace me at this church, you know. And not that we don't take vocational ministry seriously, not that we don't take, you know, leading a church of people, a congregation of people seriously, because it's very important and it's very necessary and it's vital in our culture today. Particularly, you know, leadership is so good. Leadership, honestly, is few and far between and is so important. But I really do want to stress that leadership, it starts at home. You know, leadership starts, you know, with having family dinners and not taking church phone calls during those, and really understanding that, listen, I can be replaced at my job, but I cannot be replaced in my home. And I do not want to raise children who feel like they take a back seat to my career, to my job, even though it's ministry and even though, you know, it's about God and it's a good thing. I think sometimes we in ministry use that as an excuse, right? Well, I'm doing it for God. When in reality, God gave you the children that you have. God gave you the husband or wife you have. God gave you the home that you have to take care of. God gave you everything that you have, not just your church, not just your job in ministry. So I think it's important to understand that in everything that we do, raising our children properly, you know, doing the things that our husband or wife may need out of us, you know, loving them in the language that they receive love best, you know, that's all worship. That is all, you know, fulfilling the calling that God has on our lives. And so I think it's important. And I think sometimes we can let that take a back seat. And so I just kind of wanted to talk about that, because my goal, you know, really is to raise children who don't have to recover from being raised in ministry, who don't have to recover when they grow up, who don't, you know, grow up. And of course, my children may not ever be, I may never have a child that's ever a worship pastor, or, you know, or they may all be, I don't know. But I don't want them to be raised traumatized from being in the church, because I think so often when we do that, we kind of give God, you know, people have this idea of God then, what God is doing. And really, God didn't call, you know, me to maybe let my children take a back seat. But if I chose it, then that almost reflects poorly on him. And I want to be a good reflection on the King. You know, I want to be a good reflection of who he is. And his thing is people and children and loving your family and loving the people that he's given you. And I think that that is the most important calling that we'll ever have. And I think that the way that we raise our children, we're raising a generation. You know, we are raising the next generation of not only worship leaders and worship pastors and youth pastors or whatever it might be, but the next generation of doctors and the next generation of people who are going to maybe, you know, hopefully, prayerfully stand against racism, the people who hopefully, prayerfully will end so many of these things. We're raising that generation right now. And I think it's just so important that we raise them well. And I think we start that by raising them in love. And, you know, I see so often, I mean, ministry is hard and it takes a lot of time. You know, there's really, we always say there's no days off, and there should be. You really need to take days off. I've been intentional, especially the past couple of years, on doing that. I wasn't always, you know, I started in ministry really young. So I think when you start extremely young, you think you have this thing to prove, you know, and I had something to prove in the beginning. You know, I was trying to prove that I'm the hardest worker you have. You know, I'll do whatever you ask, you know, and I kind of hyped myself up on that. Like, look at me. You call me at 2 a.m. you know, and you need somebody to go check something out. Like, I'll do, you know, I was just that person. And my husband and I are both that way. I think even just naturally just want to help everybody and want to do everything and want to, you know, work as hard as we can. And I think God really brought me to a reality in the past couple of years that yes, you know, it is important to do your job well. I mean, he did give me this job in ministry for a reason and he wants me to do it well. But I also think that it can be very easy to totally lose control of everything else that he's given you, you know, by allowing ministry to take the first seat. So I just think it was something he was showing me, you know, I'm not out to prove anything. I, you know, working yourself like to death, working yourself into sickness, working yourself so hard that you don't even have a relationship with your family. I mean, that is not of God. And it's just the truth. It's just not. And I think we glorify exhaustion, you know, so many times in this world. And it's really not something that should be glorified. God rests, you know, he rested. It even, you know, takes special effort to point that out in the Bible, you know, that after he did the things that he was supposed to do, he also rested because he, you know, we need to rest. And I think he told us that as kind of an example that, look, if the king of the literal whole world can take a rest, you know, the one who created light and who created all these things, if he has time to rest, then surely I do. You know, and I think it's so important. And I think people in ministry, we wear so many hats usually, especially if we're maybe in a smaller to mid-sized church. We usually do about 50 jobs. You know, we might have one title, but there's about 50 jobs that fall under that umbrella. And I've experienced that. My husband experiences that. We always have experienced that. And, you know, it's just one of those things that I feel like is, you know, very exhausting if we're not careful with our time and we're not careful and we're not out to prove a point to somebody about how hard of a worker we are. There is nothing wrong with saying, hey, I'm going to take this day off. I'm going to go, you know, here. And of course, you don't do it all the time. It is a job. You have to be a good employee. You have to be a good worker for the kingdom, of course. But I think it's important that, you know what, my son has this happening this day and I'm going to take, you know, I have this many days off. That's another thing I never wanted to do. Was like, I thought there was something, you know, special in me because I didn't take days off, right? Like, well, I don't really take vacations. I have all this time that I could take, but I don't because I'm just such a hard worker. And when I came to the job we're at now, when I came to the church we're at now, our pastor basically tells us, hey, listen, you don't get these days, like they don't roll over. If you have days to off, take the days off, you know, like if you have this opportunity to take a day off, take it. Don't just try to be, you know, the hero that never takes a day off because you'll end up taking a lot of time off because you'll be so exhausted and so burned out that you'll just quit. You know what I mean? Like you have to take that time. And so I think that, you know, leading our families well really starts with taking care of ourselves and leading ourselves well and knowing what we need and knowing, you know, how we operate best. Like I know myself, I operate best when I am, you know, rested and when I am not burned out and when I have some creative juices flowing because I'm not pouring so much out 24/7. I'm really the best that God, you know, the best, you know, version of me that God wants me to be. I think I'm that version when I've had some time of rest and when I've had some time to reflect and when I've not just been running around and trying to be everything to everybody at every moment. And so of course, you know, it's something that I constantly work on, and it's something that in ministry could be hard because, you know, you have people that always need something and you have, you know, just so many jobs. You really do. You have so many needs that have to be met, and much of that is so very important. But, you know, it's really important to take care of yourself and ultimately to take care of your children. And, you know, I heard my pastor's wife say this before, and I feel the same way. I'm not going to be a mom that just allows my, you know, people around me to talk about, I mean, my kids will be pastor's kids. Our kids will be pastor's kids. And I know that that kind of takes a reputation on, and we kind of joke about it, but it's really not too funny. You know, really, I'm not going to allow people to speak about my children in a way that, like, oh, they're pastor's kids, so they're going to end up wild, or they're going to end up, you know, doing this or doing that, or they're going to end up hating church, or they're going to end up, you know, all this stuff. I don't speak that over my kids' lives. My kids are pastor's kids that are going to be happy about that, and they're going to love being raised in ministry because I am going to do it the right way. And I don't say that in a cocky way. I say it in a way that, you know what, I'm going to choose. I'm going to make a choice that my kids are not going to come second. And, you know, they're not going to take a back seat to maybe the congregation. You know, they are going to be a priority because they are my priority, because they are my first ministry, my husband and my children. And so, you know, I want to do it the right way. That way they don't have to recover from being pastor's kids, or they don't have, you know, they're not going to be perfect. Of course, they're going to make mistakes. I did. But, you know, they're going to be men and women, if we have a girl, of God, who really know their calling. And so I encourage you, speak good things over your children. Even sometimes jokes can turn into just negative talk, right? And sometimes it's just not necessary, because your words have power and there is importance in what you say. So anyway, I just wanted to kind of have a little discussion today about that, and just kind of like update you guys on, you know, where I've been, what's been going on. Pregnancy is going amazing. You know, I vlog on YouTube, my husband and I, the channel's called Really Rose. And so I do a lot of like pregnancy stuff on there, IVF stuff, also ministry stuff. It's very focused on all those things. So make sure that you check that out. I have my music on YouTube as well. Just my name, Rose Owuku. But yeah, everything's just going really great, and really happy, and really just excited about everything God has for us. So I just want to encourage you guys with that today, that, you know, your children are so very important. And even if we're talking future, you know, even if we're talking future children, you know, I love the song, The Blessing, that, you know, it says, and your children and their children and their children. And it kind of, you know, goes on in that way. And I think it's so important, because the prayers that we pray today, the way that we live our lives today, if you're a single worship leader, or maybe you're married and waiting for your children, or whatever it might be, maybe in a season of waiting, like we were for many years, you know, even if you're in that season, what you do today matters. And the way that you lead today affects the way you lead tomorrow, right? The choices you make today affect 10 years from now, even if we don't realize that. So the way that you kind of start, you know, if you're starting out in ministry, start out by setting these boundaries. That way you don't have to get married, have children, and then set boundaries for yourself. Set them now, and allow that to be just the way that you live your life, the way that you live your ministry. And don't start out set out to prove something to somebody, because wearing yourself out is not proving a point other than you're exhausted. You know, that's the only point that proves. So anyway, thank you guys for listening today and for hanging out. I'll see you guys, or talk to you guys, next time. And yeah, have a great day, praying blessings over you and your ministry. I know how hard it can be, but hey, it's so rewarding. And I'll talk to you guys very soon. Have a great day.